Good morning, KYOK listeners. Good morning, Sister Linda Randall. Welcome to the Sunday School Snapshot. I am Reverend Lewis Winkley. I serve at the Pleasant Grove Missionary Baptist Church in Houston, Texas, under my pastor, Dr. Sheldon L. Jackson, by the power of the Holy Spirit. This morning, we have a wonderful lesson for our standard lesson commentary, lesson number 12. We're still in our unit of Thanksgiving and praise with our community, community and covenant worship. The title of our lesson is A Song of Thanksgiving. So let's jump into our prayer, then we'll jump into the lesson. Eternal God, our Father, we come before you, Lord, first just to say thank you. Thank you for you just being our God, you allowing us, Father, to be your children. Father God, we thank you for all that you have done and doing and what you will do in our lives. Father, we ask a prayer, Lord, that you link us together by your Spirit. Father God, as we go and dive into your word, that you give us what we need, Father, to that you get the glory out of our lives. We forever give thy name praise. We praise for our friend, family, even our foes, if we have any, Lord. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Keep us in the hollows of your hands. Thank you for all, Father God, looking forward, Father, for what you have ahead for us. But it's in Jesus' name we ask for these blessings. And the people of God said, amen. A song of thanksgiving. We open up this lesson, we talk about it. They have Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1, 2, and then actually 15 and 20 for our devotional reading. But what we have here, this opens up from the New Testament to kind of lay down the foundation for our lesson, because our lesson base, our background scripture and focus text is actually Psalms 100. So what it does here is the lesson opens up and uses the Holy Spirit and the Apostle Paul to take us on tour in our everyday lives, take us on tour at a temple, at the church, going to the marketplace. So if you read chapter 5, this is what you'll experience, taking you a tour to your various social places that you might be on, and then also taking a tour to home and even in your very heart to show us and give us the epicenter of the lesson is to live godly lives, you know, that we live the, how God would design for us and would require for us and expect us to live. So because we live godly lives and because God cares for us in every aspect of our lives and is always with us and never leave us nor forsake us, then we should always have a deep gratitude with high enthusiasm and excitement encompassing our praise to give thanksgiving. So that's why we fast forward to the New Testament in Ephesians for our foundation to get that, to lay down the foundation, have a sound foundation that the epicenter will radiate through our lives to others may see that because how we live godly lives, practicing being the Christians that God called for us to be, we will have the thanksgiving. So the song of thanksgiving comes not because of what we got, not because of gifts, not because of the positive things that we have. Our prayers was been answered and that is a component to that. Songs of thanksgiving encompasses for us to give thanks and praise and appreciation and deep gratitude and supplication to our God because God is God. Remember last week when we was in Psalms, when we dealt with the fifth division of Psalms, where it said why, and then no one escapes praise because everything must praise God, and then how we should make it. But this one comes in our fourth division of Psalms. It shows us that we should continually give praise to him together. Corporately, we should do it independently, and then we should do it corporately. Then we should do it with everyone and everything. Look at what the text says. It says, verse 1, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. So he opens up saying making a joyful noise. You can't make a joyful noise if you're not sincere about who you're praising and why you're praising God. And then it says, unto all ye lands. And that all you lands in the lesson, it gave three different theories about it. But basically, it means everyone and everything, wherever you are, whether you're a Jew, whether you're a Gentile, whether you're a Christian believer, all creation should give God praise. It says, number two, serve the Lord with gladness. Now, that gladness, we all know, is you see in the Old Testament, they usually see about myrrh. See, myrrh is kind of like a positive emotion that means gladness and joy and fun and laughter and merriment. You know, we're in the holiday seasons now. So you see some people change. You see some folks that usually, you know, be a sad sack or have a up down frown, you know, but because we're in the holiday season, they try to perk up, try to cheer up. They try to be glad and happy and joyful. They try to have merriment and fun wherever they go. Why? Because we're in the holiday season. Now, me personally, hey, I think, hey, if you perking up just because it's the holiday season, I think that, you know, that, hey, that's just something that you're doing, trying to keep up with everybody else so nobody don't say nothing. But your true joy should come for the knowledge that you know that God loves you. God, he keeps you, he guides you, he protects you, and he loves you sincerely who you are. No matter what situation we in, if we down in the valley or we up on top of the mountain, we should always be at an even keel knowing that God loves us and he cares for us. And that's why we should have a song of thanksgiving. It says, number two, serve the Lord with gladness. Serve. That's what we built for. God builds us to serve him. Now, a lot of us, you know, I'm finna jump off and run off in a ditch. A lot of us is serving a whole lot of other folks and a whole lot of other things except God who made us, who keeps us. You know, say verse 3, it says, know that ye are the Lord. He is good. You got to know God is good. And how you going to know that except for by his reputation, by his relationship with you? You got to remember when God picked you up off that dirty, dusty floor of life. When God snatched you out the enemy hands, when he encompassed you, when enemies were closing around you and he allowed you just to walk through, or he exfiled you and pulled you out where they were looking for you. God saved you. You know, when you ain't know how to save yourself, when you know what to do, you know, when you was busy with all the outside things and trying to keep up with life, God came in, spoke a word to you, settled you down. Let you put down those things that could control you or give you peace and solace. And you found peace in him. That's why we sing the songs of thanksgiving. It says, know ye that God, that it is he that has made us and not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. He says that you got to know that you didn't make yourself. You beating yourself up because you ain't tall enough. You ain't bright enough. You ain't dark enough. Your lips ain't big enough. Your hair ain't long enough. Your feet too big. Your feet too small. Your hands too long. You got a problem with everything. Hey, God made you for his perfect purpose. And if you are made by him, you're perfect for him. What better concern? What better encouragement to know that however you are, whatever you are, God made you in your uniqueness for him. The one that made you is happy about you. Even if you ain't happy about yourself, God is happy about you. Why? Because he made you in your own individual uniqueness. That's one reason too, to sing songs of thanksgiving. Verse 4, we should enter in his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Now, this is talking about the breakdown on how the temple was. The temple, you know, of course, had the holies of holies, where the priest went in once a year to make atonement for sin for all the people. Then it had the inner courts, where the other priests and Levites, the high priest, went into the holies of holies once a year, you know. And then the priests, they went into the outer courts, the inner courts, and then the men went in the outer courts, and then everybody else, the women and Gentiles and everybody else wanted to worship, was in another, was outside the courts. So that's how it was break down. But it was saying everybody, there's anybody, everybody got to show up to church. And then everybody show up to church, come to do one thing, praise ye the Lord, because you know that he made us. and then we made him. And be thankful for everything. Be thankful. You know, we just come off this election. Some folks voted for our sitting president now. Some folks voted for Sister Harris, our former vice president. Tensions run high. People think things going on. People in fear, have anxieties, make you upset. No, no, no. Our trust should be in God and God alone. We should be thankful for him because God is in absolute total control of whatever's going on. And that's who we must trust. We keep our eye on everybody, but we take our focus and be focused with God. Then lastly, it says we bless his name. We should give God praise and thank him for who he is. It says, verse 5, it says, for the Lord is good. And you got to know that. You got to say that. You got to tell yourself that. Encourage yourself. God is good, for he is good. Think about how he have take care of you and how he rescued you. Think about how he take care of things, how he keeps the planets running around in orbit where they don't run into each other. Think how he don't let us burn up while we too close to the sun or too far away we freeze. Think about how good God is, and his mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth through all in generations. His mercy is everlasting because he gives mercy to those who don't deserve it. He give us mercy. He give us a chance. He came here and died on the cross, shed his blood that we would have an opportunity at the tree of life. So the three things, God, he is God and he cares for you. And we must be thankful and bless him. Now, I wrote down three things real quick and we're going to get on out of here. We should have a faithful fulfillment and trust a wholeheartedly God and yield unto him. That's one way that we show our thanksgiving. We should follow without fail and serve him in gladness. And then we should focus on the good life that God grants us and seize all opportunities to be thankful. And that is the lesson for today. I hope you have a wonderful opportunity to dive into the lesson and God give you what he wants to give you is our prayer.